It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Praise in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
Woo! I told you, when you hear that song, you know who's coming on the air. I am Tony Sands. This is the Tony Sands Show, and we got a great show for you today. Man, a great show. You're going to get a chance to hear from two of the top coaches in South Florida, Coach Roger. Let me rephrase that. State championship Roger Harrett. You're going to hear from Coach Rocco Casillas of St. Thomas, the team that knocked off the number one team in the nation. And a lot of people didn't think that St. Thomas would make it to the state championship. But he got these guys fired up, ready to go, ready to get to the Citrus Bowl, where I would be on Friday to watch this display of football. You're going to get a chance also to hear from Mr. Bibbs from the Dallas area. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to get a little into it later in the second hour, in the second half hour of this show. We're going to get into a lot of the tragedies that's been going on in the NFL, but that's in the second half of the show. But the first half of the show is our high school hour. Let's get our high school song playing so we can get into the show.
Still be a baby, baby.
To the Tony Sands Show. I told you it's an exciting show. But before we get into that, this is our high school hour, and we also want to bring on a special guy. A guy that has created a technology that's going to blow people's mind. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Coach Charlie Corner. Welcome to the Tony Sands, Coach. How you doing,
Hey,
Coach?
Tony, glad to be here. How you doing?
Man, I'm having a great time. When I'm looking at this technology that you've created, first of all, people, let me tell you, Coach has coached in the NFL. He's coached with the Bears and the Bills and some other teams, but has also coached at the college level. Coach, how many years of coaching do you have altogether?
I was just telling somebody just a second ago. Next year will be my 30th year.
Wow. You got to be – I'm going to tell you something, people. To be in coaching that long, you got to love it. You can't like it. You got to love to coach, to be in it that long. You have seen a lot of young men come in and out of your office that have come into your life. What is that like, and what are some of the things that you impart in these young men?
Well, you're right, Tony. When you get to the end of it, you start, you know, I'm 52 years old, and you look back. You look back, and you're proud of the wins and all that type of thing. But really, what sets out are the players, and now the players are having kids of their own, and You know, I just finished this last year at the University of Tennessee, and I had a player come in, and he had a kid standing next to him bigger than he was, and it was his son. So, you know, it goes down through the generations, and you see what an impact that you have a chance to make as a coach.
And that's what I tell coaches. You know, things can happen two ways. A coach can have a heck of an input in a young man's life, and then they can have some things that can be not so pleasant in a young man's life. But the majority of coaches that I've been around I've taken some from each one of them, and it's made me who I am. You know, I was able to in my high school years be coached by one of the greatest high school coaches that's in the game, and that's Coach George Smith. I took a lot from Coach. I learned how to be patient and understanding from Coach. I also was coached by Coach Glenn Mason at the University of Kansas, and he taught me that you go after what you want in life because no one is going to give it to you, Coach. Is that some of the things that you tell young men when they come in and out your office, that no one's going to give you anything out here in this world?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, you talk about the parallels between football and the world, and you know, I was just reading up on you. I was cheating a little bit, and I read what you said after that last game. You said something about it'd be hard to get up the next morning and know that you wouldn't see these teammates for a long time because it was your last game. And so as a coach and as a player, you learn kind of the same things. You learn that hard work and pulling together as a team, it means more. It sounds cliche-ish, but it means a lot. When you go into the real world, I mean, sometimes you find yourself missing that, but at the same time, if you get into a special group or whatever you're doing, I don't care if you're a lawyer or if you're a doctor or whatever you're doing, those same things come back, and that's what makes it special.
And Coach, you talked about that was my last game, guys, what Coach brought in when he said that I talked about when I got the next morning that I get up after that game, some of these guys I never see again. Some of these guys we would never impart in a locker room together. And those are the special times that being an athlete that you remember for the rest of your life. I can remember so many locker room scenes, but that particular night, Coach gave each senior an opportunity to get up and speak on what their years at the University of Kansas meant to them. And when I got up, and you know, I remember Chris Perez was one of my offensive linemen. He got up first, and he talked about it. And then I got up second right after him. And as I started speaking, and it really sunk into me that, man, this ride is over. And I started tearing up, and then the whole room started tearing up because of the journey that I took to get to the University of Kansas. And I brought my family up, my wife, my two sons. And imagine, here I am in college. I'm a student athlete. I'm a husband, and I'm a dad. And I'm a role model to people in the community. I took on a lot of hats, but it took that whole university to make that possible for me because everyone loved my kids, and they made sure that my family was taken care of because I couldn't do everything if I knew that my family was lacking in any way. And these are some of the things that coaches help young men with, whether it be on the field and off the field, how to be champions. And that's the key to it, how you build champions. Coach, but I want to get into this technology because I'm trying to understand this technology. This first down technology and playbook.
Yeah, it's called First Down Playbook, and it's an app. You know, the drop back version of it. It's to look it up. It's easy. It's first, spell it out. FIRST FirstDownApp.com. But essentially, Tony. And I learned this when I moved to Austin, Texas, when I was not coaching the year before last, and I was trying to do something for myself. I was trying to get the 27 years of coaching at that time all put on one computer to where, you know, I'm moving around the country, you know, as coaches do, and I'm lugging around 17, 18 boxes full of playbooks, and it's a wealth of knowledge. You know, you've got playbooks in there from Chicago Bears when we went to the playoffs and all these, you know, of course you collect playbooks from other people and, but at the end of the day, I was ready to quit doing that. And I wanted to get it all on one computer. So I took a year, you know, off from coaching to do it. Well, when I moved to Austin, heavy in the software, area, I had a guy look at it. He said, you got an app there, you know, cause I had no idea. Well, long story short, I took it to some software companies, and they looked at it, and they said, he's exactly right. What you've got here, we can develop an app for you, and essentially you can have it for, you know, as many people as want it. And so the thought started dawning on me that, you know, if it were something that would be good for coaches, particularly young coaches, because, you know, sometimes you don't always get the opportunity to go maybe visit this coach or that coach. So what it ended up being is it's as affordable a tool as you can have to learn about the drop back pass game. And what it is you go in and you can find drop back passing game. I'm talking about the drop back for the high school coaches. You can find drop back passing game concepts either by going in and finding concepts, or you can go and find half field routes, or the other ways you can go in. We've got a thing called any route where you can bring up a formation and choose on that receiver, tap on it, and you a route tree comes up, and you pick that route, and it'll give you every play in that app, all right, with that formation where that receiver's run the post or receiver's run the slant. And so, you know, we're in our first year right now, and so we're starting to get some feedback, and I talked to a coach today in San Antonio who he just, you know, his offensive production shot up through the roof. He said, Coach, I'll tell you what it has been for me. He said, it's been something that I've been able to take my young coaches and teach them off of it. And so we're pretty proud of it.
Charlie, talk about some of the, you know, the coaches that are in the NFL that have endorsed you as well.
Tony?
Yeah, go ahead. That's Julie. Charlie, me, you, and Julie are on the phone at the same time.
Okay.
On the show. Yeah, go ahead.
Charlie, what I was saying is, why don't you talk about some of the people who have endorsed First Down Playbook?
Charlie?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? I didn't hear.
Julie was asking you the question, what are some of the coaches and some of the teams that have endorsed First Down Playbook?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the first thing about it is it's being used at all levels. I mean, I've got some guys in the NFL level. You know, I've got some coaches at the Green Bay Packers, Alex Van Pelt, has been using it with the Green Bay Packers running back coach. And then Nate Hackett at Syracuse has used it. And we've got, you know, obviously I used it. And we've got some high school coaches here and there. Like today I talked to Robert Walker, that's who I was referring to earlier, at East Central in San Antonio. But hey, we've got a number of people who have endorsed it and are using it. But right now what we're trying to do is, you know, the story that I tell about it, Tony, is that last year at the coaching convention when we launched. Now, this thing is less than a penny a play. I mean, I wanted to, my vision was this. Once I realized that I could still use what I was trying to do for myself, that if I could put it out there and give an affordable tool to high school coaches, junior high coaches, anywhere across the country, and really we have people in other nations that use it too, and that's what I wanted to do. But I wanted to keep it affordable because I've recruited Dayton Broward for a long time. I've been a little bit of everywhere recruiting. Not all coaches can afford to go out there and buy an app for $99. So we put it out on the deal, and you know, we have four play packs. Essentially, you get 2,600 plays of our first play pack for $19.99, and then we've got three other play packs that are similar. But I had a company come by the booth last year and asked me to take it off the market the second day I had it out. And I didn't understand what they were saying, but long story short, they wanted me to take it off the market so they said, take it off the market, keep it off the market for a month and give it to us. We'll put it back out on the market for, you know, we'll put it out there for $99 and we'll sell the heck out of it. And I thought about it, you know, because you're trying to be, you know, they tell you to be an entrepreneur and all that too. But I thought, you know, that's not really what I was trying to do here. What I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to provide affordable coaching tool that any coach across the country can use, whether they live in Bel Air, California, or whether they live in, you know, in Stanton, Virginia. And so that's been my goal.
Okay, now, Coach Charlie, tell me this. Now, tell me, if I'm a player and you're my coach, and all of a sudden I went home over the break, would this be something that I could say, okay, my player is out of town, but I want to still have him being coached up? Does this app help in that kind of way also?
Sure, because what the app allows you to do, it not only allows you to find all these, you know, 5,000-plus drop-back pass plays, Tony, but but you can also go in and you can edit the play, what you want to call it. So, you know, I've got it called whatever, you know, it's really the Zampezi system is kind of what I used. But you can go back in and edit that and call that Bulldog, you know, 36 Bulldog, slant, whatever you want to call it. You can do that. Then you can save it into playbooks. I've got a lot of coaches that they save them into different playbooks. And then what you can do is you can share those plays to your players. And then the players can do what they, you know, if they've got an iPad, they can look right off the iPad or the iPhone, or they can, you know, they can print it out, and it prints out into a neat little drawing, and they can actually be working on the routes that you want them to be and the routes that you've chosen for them.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
No, what I wanted to say is, you know, beyond this is that the product itself was so enticing that Ashley Wilson came to Charlie and is partnering with him in the youth dropback app. So Wilson, who we all know, is one of the biggest.
She's asking me a question.
Okay, I asked. No, she was saying how you've been endorsed by is it Charlie Wilson?
No, Wilson.
The football company.
Football. Wilson Football. Yes, we've got two different apps. We've got, you know, one of the things we found that when I launched this about mid-year, we realized that a lot of youth programs don't throw it as much as they run it, and that made sense to me. You know, what you learn when you put a product out there, and this is kind of new to me, but you listen. You know, you listen to what they say, and the youth coaches came back to us and said, you know, we love it, but we really don't throw as much as we run. So we went back to the drawing table, and we released another youth app, and which is, you know, it's a phenomenal tool for youth coaches. And what this has, Tony, is you can choose five different formations, one of five different formations. And here's the kicker. You go in, and you've got your run plays, and the run plays are drawn up versus six different defenses. So that's what the coaches were telling us, too. They said, well, coach, you know, everybody draws everything up versus a 6-2 because they know we don't throw very much. But all of a sudden, the next play, they got a 5-3 up there, and our kids don't know how to block it. So what this app allows you to do, it allows you to go in, and you choose a play, and then you choose the defense that you want to show it against, and you can show it to the kids right there on the field. Or once again, you can print it out and send it to them. Now, Wilson looked at that, and they did backflips over it, and they were very excited about it. They created their own Wilson wristband, all right, as a promotion for it, in which you know, they were putting out there for young kids, coaches, and families that they can just print their wristband, and then they've got our plays actually on it. So we're very proud of our association with Wilson Football.
Okay. All right. Hey, Charlie, it's great having you here on the Tony Sands Show. If you can, I'm going to get with Julie so she can send me some info, and I can put it up on my show, and I can put it up on my Facebook, and that way any coaches that are interested in this product, they'll know how to go and get it. Man, it was a pleasure talking to you. Always a pleasure when you could talk to someone that has over 30 years of coaching knowledge in the game. And, you know, because we also bring in a coach that has just won a state championship here in the state of Florida from the university school out in Davie, Florida. So we got to get to him. But it was my pleasure having you on my show. Anytime that I can help you launch your product, you give me a call. Julie can call me. And I would love having you back on anytime that you are elevating this product. I would love to help you here on the Tony Sands Show.
Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
No problem. Thank you.
Good night.
Now, welcome. Hey, as I told you, we got a guy that just won a state championship, one of my buddies, a guy that I've watched come up in the coaching rink that's here on the Tony Sands Show, and I know it's a pleasure when I can have him on my show. This guy just won his first state championship in the state of Florida. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, my main man, Coach Roger, state champion, Harriet. What's up, Roger? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks. I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I was even doing even better last weekend when I saw the ending score and I knew that you were a state championship coach. What was that feel? Yeah. What was that feeling like?
Oh, it was, we were humbly excited, you know, Tony. It was done in dramatic fashion, and our kids had an exceptional year, and, you know, that state championship is a culmination of all the hard work that they, you know, our coaches and players put in throughout the year, so we're extremely proud of them. So, you know, the guys are still on cloud nine because the accolades just keep coming in. You know, we Our quarterback, Mike White, was recently announced the Player of the Year, and then he was a Sun Sentinel Player of the Year, and they announced me the Coach of the Year. And, you know, I keep my feet grounded, you know, because somebody has to stay level-headed, you know.
Yeah.
So we're having a good time.
But you can enjoy this for a while because there's no other game after this. You can enjoy this.
We try. You know how we are, though. You know, you try to enjoy the moment, but, you know, you got to get right back to work. And, you know, someone asked me a little while ago, hey, Coach, I hope you enjoy this. And, you know, you guys put in a lot of hard work. And I said, you know, we got the recruiting process, you know, going on right now. So, you know, I'll reflect on this victory and enjoy it when I retire. But right now we have to get back to work.
Now, hold on. Let me, because you know how people are. I'm going to correct what he said, people. The recruiting process means when the coaches come down to recruit his players. So let's not take that and go anywhere else with that. I'm correcting you here on the Tony Sands show. He means when they come down. So you know how people
We're talking about the intercollegiate recruiting process. So that's where we are now. We have a ton of kids being recruited across the country. Arguably at this point, the most in the country are 15 Division I kids and counting right now. And several of them have already committed to major Division I schools, but we're very fortunate.
But how do you listen? And this is my part of it. Now you got a great team. You have 15 Division I. How do you replace that? How do you tell those young guys that they must continue the legacy that these guys have just created? How do you continue that as a coach?
You know, you're establishing a tradition, but like I often tell them, you know, since I've been. I believe that God formed us his hand on our program, and we've done a great job of attracting some exceptional talent, and we have one student program that's waiting in the ranks of one, and there are several individuals out there in the community that want to be a part of the program because they know that we exemplify the authentic nature of love and admiration. Their dreams and admiration and aspirations in my life. And it's just starting to become a great feeling for our university community.
Man, Raj, hey, anytime I can have you on my show, man, it's a pleasure. Man, congratulations. I can't say it. You know, it's crazy. When you won the state championship, I felt like I won the state championship, man, because I felt that for you. It's something that was long overdue, and I love to see guys doing it the right way like you're doing it and get
right. The
ultimate goal, man. You tell those guys over there that, hey, man, they keep working. You tell those guys that's coming behind them, you got to uphold this legacy because these guys worked hard for this legacy. So you tell your coaches, man, great job. Thank you for coming on the Tony Sands. What's that, Raj?
So that's definitely a plan. You know, you established that. We're following your lead here. So we appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Thank you, man. Anytime I can help you, you know that. Hey, you're a little brought to me, so you know anytime I can help you, man, I am here. Hey, it is our job to help promote each other and get each other in those areas. So it was a pleasure having you on to the show. Now, guess what? I go over to St. Thomas. I'm going to bring on Coach Rocco Casilio and let him talk about what it's going to feel like to get his first state championship. Raj, it was a pleasure having you on. Hey,
man. Good luck to Rocco and our Raiders. Now we'll be praying for you guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you for coming on the Tony Sands Show. Now, without further ado, I go from one St. Thomas grad that just won a state championship. Now we're going to another St. Thomas person, the head coach of St. Thomas, Rocco, the guy that has knocked off the number one team in the nation. It's coming here on the Tony Sands Show. Coach Rocco, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited for several reasons here in South Florida. One reason, Roger just won his first state championship. And he's an alum of St. Thomas and always roots for St. Thomas. And now here we are. And
yeah,
here you are on the verge of winning your first state championship.
Yeah, you know, it's we're excited. And, you know, first, like you said, I want to say congratulations to Roger, St. Thomas alumni, and I appreciate how his support and respect what he preaches at university school. But our guys are we're excited. They're jacked up. Can't wait for Friday night.
But coach, tell me this: and you just knocked off the number one team in the nation. How do you get your guys prepared to play the number one team in the nation when I'm quite sure a lot of people outside what I call circle the wagon, because that's what my head coach at college told me, you circle the wagon. How do you get those guys to buy into your concept that, hey, we can knock this team off?
Well, you know, Tony, you know more than anything what St. Thomas is all about. And our guys, they're a resilient bunch, and our staff is outstanding. I mean, it would be hard to find another staff as good as ours in the country, and you know a lot of those guys. And, you know, we just kept telling them to be confident, follow our game plan, follow our schemes, and good things are going to happen. And I think they were tired of hearing about Manatee, and they knew they were a good football team. And, you know, that showed Friday night. They went out there and executed and had an outstanding game, and the atmosphere was outstanding, and they fed off the energy, and it was a big win for us. But then, like you said, you got to regroup Saturday, get refocused, put the game plan in, and, you know, our guys are, they've been doing that. They're focused, and, you know, we just had our last Wednesday practice, 2-minute drill, and here we are pregame tomorrow, got on a bus for Orlando Friday morning.
Now, because I know a lot of writers were saying they hadn't already put Bradenton Manatee in the state championship game. Mm-hmm. And I was so glad to see that you guys knocked them completely out and knocked them not. You didn't do it smaller. You did in great fashion, 35-18. And I knew that was that momentum that your kids need to go to the Citrus Bowl this weekend. What have you guys seen in your opponent that you see that you can take advantage of, or that's going to be hard to prepare for?
Well, you know, they're very talented. You know, they got a good quarterback, a running back who's run over 1,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, tall, athletic receivers, and defensively they got a linebacker going to Florida, and they do some good, very aggressive on defense. They're a resilient bunch. They created 5 turnovers last week versus Osceola. So, you know, we got to have our A game. You know, we got to move the ball on offense, and defensively got to control the tempo, and then we got to win the field position battle. So, you know, it's a state championship in Florida. You got to play a perfect game.
Correct. This is a tough state. I tell people that all the time. You know, I bring on one of my insiders from Texas, and I tell people, you know, hey, I love Texas football, but Florida football is king because we play it from start to finish, and these guys understand what it takes. You guys, coach, I'll be up there to watch you guys play Friday night, covering it from a media standpoint. And I am rooting for St. Thomas Aquinas and Coach Rocco to get his first state championship and to start his legacy of St. Thomas Aquinas football. Coach, it was a pleasure to have you on. I know you're busy, and that's why I want to make sure that you get back to what you do. And that's looking at film, breaking it down, and getting these young men prepared. But I thank you for taking the time out to come here on the Tony Sands Show.
Thanks, Tony, and I'll see you Friday night, buddy.
Most definitely.
All right.
Thank you, guys. That's a guy that I want to see so bad win this, because I'm quite sure he's having a heavy load on his shoulder, because when you take over from a guy like Coach Smith, the ceiling is already reached that high. So you know he's got to work extra hard to create his own legacy, and that he will do, because he's gotten his team to the state championship game here in South Florida. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting up in the Citrus Bowl this weekend. It's going to be so exciting. Coach Rocco, St. Thomas Aquinas, I hope Al Harris Jr., hold it down. I hope Fred Coppy do his thing. But before that, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're heading to where? Texas, to bring on my main man, Mr. Bibbs. Let him talk about a little Texas football. But before that, let's get into the commercial break.
If you have a need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you gotta get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Home time, looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a Aussie. I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got.
Back here on the Tony Sands Show in the first half hour. Man, we had Coach Rocco Casilio. We had Roger Harrod talking about his first state championship. We brought on Coach Corner talking about his first down play technology. It's in the technology. If you're a coach, you need to purchase this technology, this app for your players. But now we head to the great state of Dallas, Texas to talk to my main man, Mr. Bibbs. Bibbs, hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing today, Tony?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to tell you, listen, man, we got a, you got a show. We're going to get to this high school thing. We're going to get through that. Then we're going to get into a couple of sound bites that I got on with Stephen A. Smith talking about the tragedies that's been going on in your state.
So, no doubt. I'm ready. You know, I'm down.
Let's get into a couple of Texas high school playoff games. I know you had one big one that you went and watched. And then at 8:34, man, we got to get into these sound bites.
Oh, okay. Let's do it. Well, I know last week I went and checked out a game, DeSoto High School versus South Lake Carroll High School. You know, two big-time powerhouse 5A football teams in the state of Texas. It was actually one of the best games that I've seen this year. DeSoto ended up pulling it out at the end, but they also gave South Lake Carroll a chance to come back and actually go ahead with the game and the touchdown. But DeSoto was able to, you know, stop them on the three-yard line. Actually, the 1 yard line with like 3 seconds left in the game. So, you know, that was like one of the big winners. That's like one of those classic games I got to see last week. Real big game.
That was, and I'm looking at the crowd, the number of people at this game. I'm still being amazed by that, man. I'm still amazed by the number that's there.
This game here was like, In all honesty, I went to a couple of games this year at Cowboy Stadium, but I got to check this one out. It was actually held at SMU Ford Stadium, and it probably had more people than the games that be at the Cowboy Stadium. It was like ridiculous, like terrible tiles flying in the air, people, you know, waving the yellow tiles on the Soto side and South Lake side, both sides packed from the top to the bottom. You know, it was like a one of those college game day atmospheres, like real big time game.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's how you play football, folks. That's how you go out and support young high school men. You show up, you rave your towers, you do it all because these young men need it. They need the guidance. They need to see that their family members, their community is backing them. But B, let me tell you this. This is what we got to get into, man. There's a lot of tragedies that have been going on in your state, that has affected the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, in several ways. Man, I'm telling you. But before we get into that, let's get into, before we talk, let's get into the Stephen A. Smith soundbite that he played that was going on ESPN. This is brought to you guys by ESPN Stephen A. Smith.
Fault of the NFL or anything like that. Clearly, it's a catastrophe. That's the word that I use anytime somebody loses their life over something like this. It's incredibly sad. My heart goes out to the family of Jerry Brown Jr. And obviously, you look at a guy like Josh Brennan, Skip, Antonio. It's similar to last week from the standpoint you and I were talking about that early in the day, Skip, when we talked about the mixed emotions. On one hand, you're saddened by the loss of life. And at the same time, what interferes with your grieving is the fact that there was somebody who took a life. And although I know that with Josh Brennan, it clearly was not intentional, and I'm not accusing him in any way, because I know this was a friend of his, and I can only imagine what kind of heartache he's going through, knowing that, you know, that he caused the death of his friend. Nevertheless, his friend is dead. And the family of Jerry Brown, you know, they've lost somebody that they love dearly, and it was because you got behind the wheel of a vehicle when you were intoxicated. It's really that simple. When I look at the NFL, I think the penalties need to be incredibly harsh. I think careers need to be placed officially in jeopardy in light of these things. I'm talking about from the standpoint of, let's say, for example, nobody had died, okay, and it was just an accident. But you were found to be behind the wheel drunk and driving. I think that needs to be an automatic suspension for the entire year. I'm not talking about for the season. I'm not talking about you suspended for eight, you know, it's eight games left in the season and you suspended for eight games. The eight remaining games. I'm talking about year, 365 days. You are automatically gone. At some point in time, the message has to be sent.
Bibbs, let me tell you. Now you heard what Stephen A. Smith was saying on ESPN. This has got to be a touchy, touchy subject from several reasons. As you say, Josh Brent and Jerry Brown. Josh Brent advocated for Jerry Brown to be with the Cowboys because this was his college roommate.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you get in a car. You get in a car late night by 2 o'clock, and man, you turn. You flip your car over going around a curve and your best friend dies. That's something that he, like he said, he will live with that the rest of his entire life. And this is not the only tragedy that struck the Cowboys. If you remember back, Dwayne Goodrich,
right,
cornerback with the Cowboys, spent 6 years in prison with his incident. But back to Josh Nam incident. How do you think, can you put yourself in, let's put ourselves in Josh's shoes right now and see what you think he's going through, B. What you think a guy like him is going through at this point in time?
You know what? It's like you said, this is a real touchy situation. I really don't know how he's feeling, but I can only imagine. You know, if I was to kill one of my best friends or a good friend of mine, I don't think you will ever be able to get past it. You know, life will go on. Life must go on. But as far as, you know, getting over that situation in general, you probably have nightmares about that for the rest of your life. You know, you might have to do a little psychological type counseling or something to try to get past the situation. And not to mention, he can't play football for the rest of this year. So he lost his friend, and he lost probably his love and his passion in life, which is the game of football. He won't no longer to be able to play. He never know where he might not ever get the chance to play football again in the NFL after an incident like this. So, like I said, I can't put myself in his position or his shoes, but I can only imagine that he's probably going through something that he probably never wished or never thought he would ever go through. This is like a nightmare that came true.
Correct. And not to downplay Dwayne Goodrich and Dante Stallworth situation. In their situation, they didn't know the victims. But
right,
when you
right.
look at this was a guy that you pretty much at one time ate, sleep, did everything with. And I'm quite sure Josh has eaten over Jerry's family's house. Jerry Brown's family's house. So what now? What did you as a parent? Man, that's got to be tough, because I'm quite sure if this is Jerry's best friend, that means Josh has become to you and your family, if you the parents of Jerry Brown, he's become like a son to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
he's become like a son to you.
I'm not sure if that will put a, you know, a strain on the relationship in general, because I honestly don't think that it was. I know for a fact it wasn't intended, you know.
Exactly.
But at the same time, he made a decision to get behind the wheel of a car under the influence of alcohol, and now he's suffering the consequences of doing so, which is why that's illegal in the United States. You know, so I feel my prayers go out to the Brown family. You know, my prayers go out to the Brent family also, but at the same time, you know, he's going to have to suffer the consequences for the actions that he, you know, the actions that he made, you know. And it's a sad situation, very sad situation, you know.
I mean, and that's what I look at this situation, man. It is tough because now you know there's going to be some jail time behind this, because I'm quite sure there's going to be the drunken driving. People are going to be out. You know, when these kind of accidents happen, do the league respects that? Do they say, you know, hey, and I'm hearing some, you know, things that they're saying that they're going to stand by Josh Brent. They didn't bar him from the facility, which was good, because I think that's what's going to keep his sanity. And
right,
if they don't watch
right.
out, this young man needs to be watched very closely, very closely.
Yeah, he needs to be around some people that, you know, care about him.
Exactly.
You know, that can show him that they care about him, because I know he's going through a tough time, you know, very tough time.
Wow.
Dealing with, you know, killing one of his close friends, almost probably like a brother to him. That's like killing your brother, you know, if they
yes.
really was that close. I'm really not sure, but from what I've been reading, different stories, that they were pretty close. They were college teammates at Illinois, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, they were
close. Now NFL teammates, one being on the practice squad and one being on the actual 53-man roster, but still at the same time, they're both fighting for the same goal, and that's to be a starter in the NFL. And now one person can't do it because he's gone. And then in Brent's case,
and then
you never know what's going to happen.
Josh lobbied for him. I mean, went to coaches and everything for Jerry to be there. So you know the closeness of that. But we're going to listen to another soundbite, people. I want to listen to the soundbite that ESPN also provided with Dwayne Goodrich and his turn of events that happened with him and what it's got to happen in the league in order to see if we can get a hold of these tragedies, because the NFL has been hit this year. But let's listen to that sound. This soundbite also.
After his third season in January 2003, he was driving on I-35 in Dallas after a night out. He crashed into two men in the highway's left lane. He left their vehicles to help a driver in distress. Both Demont Matthews and Joby Wood were killed, and another man, Shooky Joseph, was seriously injured. Goodrich would then spend 6 years in prison for criminally negligent homicide and failing to stop to render aid. He was released 14 months ago. Dwayne, when you heard about what had happened this past weekend, what kind of memories did that stir up?
I mean, it was terrifying. It stirred up a lot of memories. It just brought back a lot of negativity that I went through. And, you know, I immediately thought about how many lives were touched by this tragedy and all. And that kind of just hit home and just hit back a lot of memories.
What is the work you're doing now to prevent other players from making the mistakes you made? I know you speak to the Cowboys.
Well, I actually talked to the rookies in May of last year, and it's just the work that I'm doing now is just trying to inform people of the choices and consequences that you make, and just try to go out there and just spread my message so we can avoid things that went like we can avoid tragedies like this one this past weekend.
Well, why isn't the message received, acknowledged, accepted as often as it should be? You were in that situation 10 years ago. You know, they had the rookie symposium back then. I'm sure there are people who came and talked to the Cowboys, and you didn't listen. Well, why don't players listen?
Well, I think for me, I remember real vividly Chris Carter came and talked to us when I was in Tennessee, and Chris talked about some of the troubles that he had going through college and his early part of the league, and I felt like I couldn't associate myself with those, you know, those problems that he had because I wasn't doing the stuff that Chris was doing, so I felt like his message didn't come across to me that well, and that's what I'm really trying to get across. It can be whatever your vice may be, wherever that's drinking, driving, chasing women, drugs, any kind of that thing can be a disadvantage. It can kind of get you off.
Now, you heard that soundbite, and he, like you said, the one thing that stood out to me when he stated that Chris Carter came and spoke to them at the rookie symposium, he said he couldn't relate to Chris Carter's issue. So that way, that mean it went in one ear and out another because he couldn't relate.
Right, right.
So now, I mean, when he goes out and speaks to young athletes, do they say to themselves, I can't relate to him. I don't see myself doing 6 years in jail. I don't drink and drive. I may drink, but I don't get behind a wheel. Do that message get across? Prior to this incident, did it get across? I don't think it has. And the sad part about all this, when you turn over and flip over their player's card, and this is the part I think a lot of people are having a hard time wrapping their brain around, is that there's a number on the back of that card that tells them that they can call transportation if they're too intoxicated. If they're too intoxicated to drive, there's a number that will help them get home. But I look at Dwight Goodrich, and there was two lives lost in that incident. And he continues to live with that. And now with these recent tragedies, with the guy in Kansas City shooting himself in the head, shooting his girlfriend, with this incident, and they happened weeks back to back, do they change some of the rookie symposium and change some of the topics or add topics that must be needed? And I think drinking and driving is one, because if you look at all three of these incidents, there was alcohol involved in all of them.
Right, right, and honestly, they're going to have to. That's really not a question. If these topics are not addressed in the rookie symposium, then I mean, there will be no justification. The point would never have been gotten across, and you will continue to have things like this happen throughout the seasons. It will happen from seasons to come. So they'll have to address this in some type of way. Seminars, you know. They're going to have people sit down. I mean, I know they have sports psychologists that maybe could sit down and talk to some of these kids and, you know, continue to bring people in like Dwayne Goodrich to come in and speak to them about their past situations that they've been through themselves. You know, I'm pretty sure even other people in the NFL or that played in the NFL or even other sports, or maybe it could be regular people that have been through certain situations.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now. Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands, where they decorate for your occasion. Whether it's for weddings, baby showers, anniversary, graduations, homecoming, cherries, proms, and more. Give them a call. They have it all. She caters to all Tri-County areas. Palm Beach County, Broward and Dade County. Also, ask about affordable party packages. She has one to fit your party budget. Call and mention this ad and receive $50 off your service. That's right, $50 off your services. Presented to you by Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands. Call at 954-708-0581. That's 954-708-0581. Call now.
Guys, I'm telling you, that topic was very touching for several reasons. Lives were lost. Lives were changed. It almost reminds me of when you throw a rock or a pebble in a pool, a lake, or whatever, and you see the ripple down effects. The water, everything is affected in that little small circle. So where those people that died, family was affected. For those people that caused these tragic endings, their families were affected. If you're drinking, do not drive. Take you someone with you that will always have your back. I close with this. Lives are precious to everyone. So let's make sure that we think about that first. And let's not lose our lives over things and decisions that we can make and make them strong. We're closing here with that here on the Tony Sands Show. And I am Tony Sands.
It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.